Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we talk often on Hope Is Here about God is a God of details. And a little over 4 years ago, when I was a campus pastor for Vineyard Community Church in Lexington, after one of our services, I met a young man named Josh Simarco, and he told me he was on staff at a church in Charlotte, North Carolina called Transformation Church. And we kind of connected off and on throughout those years through social media and occasional text. And recently just saw his testimonial called "I Wasn't Supposed to Be Here" on Facebook. And I was just really touched by it, and just a great story of hope. And so I contacted Josh, and he is going to be with us today and tomorrow, kind of sharing his story about "I wasn't supposed to be here." And the cool thing about Josh, even though he lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, and grew up in Michigan, he actually was a college basketball player at the University of Pikeville and had an outstanding career there. He was an All-American and was recently inducted into their Hall of Fame. So he's got some Kentucky ties to him. But Josh, as I was reading your story, man, it was just so powerful. And the thing, now that you've been in ministry now for a few years, the old saying people say about my life, I think is true to yours too: God can use anybody, can he?
Hey, man, he definitely can, and I'm a living testament of that for sure.
Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, I saw the details there in your story on your blog, and we'll have your website listed on the podcast later today so people can check that out. But you talked about you weren't supposed to be there. Start with your GPA and just kind of go down that list of things of why you shouldn't be here today, even alive, much less serving God in ministry.
Yeah, man. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share. You know, when I was writing this blog, I wasn't supposed to be here. It really took me back to reflecting moments of my teen years. These were years where I was met with deep, dark depression and suicidal thoughts. And, you know, you never just get there overnight. And so I got there through emotional abuse, emotional neglect, a little bit of just family dysfunction. And it all just kind of started to rear its head at the age of 15, 16, and 17. And so, you know, I start the blog off by saying I wasn't supposed to be here. Once had a 1.2 GPA by the end of my junior year of high school. At this time, I was smoking weed every day, selling weed. I had three minor in possessions of alcohol all by the age of 17, which led to 40 hours of community service. I had to take an extra class to graduate high school. And at the same time, I was an athlete, so I had zero basketball or academic scholarships coming out of high school. So as you hear that, you can tell I was in a very low point in life.
Well, man, there's no doubt about it. And just when I read all that, and to think, you know, I met you on the other side of this, just really just pricked my spirit and thought, wow, God, you're such a great God of restoration. And talk about that process where how God started to work in your life during this time.
Yeah, you know, all of us are on a journey in this life. And most recently, I've read a comment saying, you know, the most common question for man is, who is God? And what is my purpose? And so even at a young age, I was introduced to God, and I believe that he was real, but I feel like he was distant. I feel like he didn't want to personally live in my life and journey with me. So, you know, in the blog, I talk about I was just a kid trying to follow God's plan for my life, but the enemy was just trying to strip me of everything. And so I feel like there was just a lot of attacks and just heaviness weighed around me. So on this journey, I was met with just despair. And I found myself in my neighborhood park one night crying out to God. I remember being on the swings by myself. Don't remember the time, but I know it was dark. And I just let it out. I just cried and I cried and cried. And I said, God, if you're real, you got to show up, because I feel like this is the end of me. And I was believing these lies that I wasn't supposed to be there. And so going into my senior year of high school, God answered those prayers in the form of an assistant basketball coach named Mike Brown. And one of our first conversations that we had was about God, basketball, and the church. And he invited me out to his church. And for the next 7 months, he began to disciple me. I didn't know what that meant at the time. But he began to pick me up and take me to practice, take me home, take me to get food. He opened up the scriptures for me. He allowed me to ask questions. He allowed me to doubt. He allowed me to cry in front of him. And he just really modeled for me what I needed in my life at the time. He had a very similar story. In facing similar issues that I was facing. He had been walking with Jesus for 3 years. And at the time, I thought he was a prophet. I was like, man, who really is this guy? And it just showed me, like, God does hear our prayers. In fact, in Psalm 56:8, it says God keeps every tear in a bottle. He records all of our wanderings. Not one is forgotten. And I've never forgot that. And so through this journey of being discipled by him, I found myself in the basement 4 days after we lost our district championship game. And I opened up into the Psalms, and I began to read about a person, a psalmist, who was really wrestling with in life, had questions about God. And I found myself in Psalms chapter 69, and the first 5 verses really talk about this person sinking in despair, that their throat is parched, and they feel like there's no hope. And then God rescues, God hears, and God shows up. And my heart and my eyes just wept, and I end up calling the coach that had been discipling me, and I said, man, listen, I'm ready to surrender. I'm ready to give up my rights. I don't know at the time, but I was ready to give allegiance to King Jesus. And he came and picked me up. They called an elder from the church, and I got baptized March 8th, 2005. So I'll be coming up on 16 years of truly walking with Jesus.
Well, it's such a powerful story, and as you share there, just the ripple effect of your coach and inviting you to church, and it's just amazing how one person just showing a little interest in another person and then making a simple invitation to church has rippled into your life, and now it's rippled into thousands of others. So just one story, one person taking interest in another can do big-time benefits for the kingdom of God, can it, Josh?
It can. You know, I believe that we can be the answers to someone's prayers, that as we walk in obedience, that doesn't mean perfection, that doesn't mean struggle, but as we follow the plan and pathways that God has for us, we'll show up. He'll use us. He'll use our stories to meet the needs of individuals, and that's what happened to me. And so even in the blog, as you work your way through it and get towards the end, because of that one conversation, and these months of discipleship, my life changed, and I ended by saying, I am here today to say, I am supposed to be here. I now have an associate's degree, I have a bachelor's degree, I have a master's degree, I was an All-American basketball player, I'm in the Hall of Fame, I'm married, I own a home, I'm an ordained pastor. And that's a testament to the grace of God, that's a testament to people, real human beings living out their Christian witness wherever they go. You know, we met in a basketball gym, and he wasn't even getting paid by the high school. He was on volunteer work, but he prayed, and he prayed for that opportunity to be a coach there so that he can meet young men like me who desperately needed Jesus.
Well, I love that, you know, after you shared that about getting an associate's degree, bachelor's degree, a master's degree, being in the Hall of Fame at the University of Pikeville for basketball, you have a home, you're an ordained pastor, but you shared, you know, you're grateful because you grew up in a 750 square foot home with 7 people, and just being able to fill your gas tank whenever you want to and not have to worry about having food on the table and lights and heat and gas being turned off. You said you count all my blessings, and for somebody listening today that where you were at back in 2005, where, you know, man, you were just trying to have a place to sleep and food and all that. Can you just share a word of encouragement and hope for those that are just kind of maybe hanging on by a thread right now, Josh, about how God worked in your life?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, as you hear, you know, the ending to my story there, don't take it as being mystical or magical. Just take it as being God is faithful to meet us where we're at. You know, and he's faithful to move us on in that journey. So if that means using the resources around you, please do that. You know, we were on Section 8 and welfare. We used the resources that we need to have. We allowed the church to show up and give us food and gifts. So I would just encourage the person, like, man, it's hard times, you know, in this country, in this world. Use the resources, but never forget that Jesus and God is a God of hope, and the Spirit that is within us guides us into all truth, which means that we have a heartbeat. We still have purpose. It's not too late to continue to pursue your God-given dreams. And that's going to take some time. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. As I shared earlier, this is a 16-year journey, you know, that God has been working himself in and through my life, and he wants to do the same for you today.
Well, I also liked in that blog that you wrote, if you just tuned in, we're talking with Josh Sammarco. He is a pastor on staff at Transformation Church in Charlotte, North Carolina, sharing his story. I wasn't supposed to be here. Grew up in Michigan and wound up playing Division I at the University of Detroit and then went to Pikeville and transferred there here in Kentucky. Was an All-American and actually has been inducted in their Hall of Fame. And, man, you're a young guy to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. How old are you? How old were you, Josh, when you got inducted into the Hall of Fame, man?
Oh, man, I was 32, and I still can't believe it to this day. My coach, Coach Wells, reached out through text and said, hey, you got the same number? And I was like, yeah. So I didn't know what news to expect. And he's like, well, I got some good news for you. You're being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I just lost it. I couldn't believe it.
Well, congratulations. What a great honor. But that's one of the things I also liked. You talked about in the blog, you talked about that, you know, life is full of roadblocks, and you learn that the detour route is always a sight to see. And even though things didn't work out at the University of Detroit, but you still got to play Division I, but then you go to Pikeville, and a lot of good things happen there for you. So sometimes it might be a detour, but God is still in the detour, isn't he?
He is, man. Like, detours does not mean that your journey in life is denied or delayed. You know, I think detours, there's something special sometimes when we're driving somewhere and there's a traffic jam or there's construction, and you go a detour route and you start to see a little bit more of, you know, what's happening in these cities, and you get the outside view of what's happening on the expressway. And so I think we got to kind of slow down and take in the moment and appreciate the detours, you know, because when you get to the end of that journey, you appreciate a little bit more.
Well, I loved how you listed, you know, on that detour, you said, you know, by going to Pikeville, you found your wife and you got to, you know, continue the journey and get a free education and All-American and in the Hall of Fame. So, wow, that was a pretty good detour, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's probably the best detour I ever had in my life right there. And it just shows you that these detours are still God's assignment for our lives. These detours matter to God, and they count, you know, in the details of his master plan for our lives.
Well, I like how you also put in there, and we've only got a little over a minute and a half left, but you talked about, you know, lastly, stories are stories and your story matters. And you said, you know, no one can take away our stories from us. I believe in God. I believe in myself. I believe in others. I believe my story is not done. And for everybody listening today, they need to know their story is not done also. Is that correct?
Yeah, your story is still being written in the hands of a loving God, that he invites us into his story, which is the ultimate story of Christ redeeming, you know, us, and we get to live with him and participate as co-heirs in the faith together. And so that means that your story will continue no matter what age you are. Again, you have purpose, your life matters, you have value, so continue to walk in that pathway for your life.
Well, what an inspirational story. Josh Sammarco has been our guest. I want to really encourage you to check out his website. It's jscottsammarco.com. It's jscottsammarco.com. And we'll have that listed on our website. He's also a good follow on Twitter, but a guy that just, man, was really on the down and out, and yet because of one coach, a volunteer coach at that, who took an interest in him, he wound up surrendering his one and only life to Jesus Christ, and now he is a pastor at Transformation Church. Some of you may remember that church. Dr. Darwin Gray is the pastor there, and just a tremendous church. He was actually the guest speaker at a men's conference at Southland Christian Church last year in 2020, so I encourage you to check out that website too. But the good news is Josh is going to be back with us tomorrow, and we're going to talk about how to live through trauma. So join us again tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Josh Sammarco on Hope Is Here.
Serving Central Kentucky since 2012, Gluten-Free Miracles is Lexington's locally owned healthy bakery and cafe. For those who follow a gluten-free diet, there are lots of delicious options. If you're on a paleo, keto, or vegan eating plan, then Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe is also the place for you. Need a birthday cake or anniversary cake for that special occasion? Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe can also assist you there. Conveniently located off Nicholasville Road behind Jeff's Car Wash. Visit them today or check them out online at glutenfreemiracles.com. That's glutenfreemiracles.com.